This is the Lens of Beauty podcast with C2. I'm Lisa Roche.
And I'm Christine Toner. We are the founders of C2, Care Redefined. And this isn't a podcast about what lip gloss you're wearing, although we always love a good tip.
It's about the art of healing and how the lens of beauty can be transformative. How, although we felt broken and betrayed, we both found a way to thrive, even in the midst of it all.
We are so glad you are here. All right, that looks
good. Yes, it makes me healthy.
Love that. Yeah, I'm in the closet right now. A lot of shoes all around me. So this is our second podcast.
And
I don't know about you, but I was thinking, based on the call that we had this week, that we should probably talk a little bit about some of the science-based holistic work that you yourself are trained in, mastery level, that actually come through our call. You know,
I think that's a great idea. I think that's awesome.
Because quite frankly, I think not everyone knows, you know.
It's like speaking a different vocabulary.
Yes.
You know, one that makes sense to us because we're in it, for sure makes sense to me because I work with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, lo and behold.
Yeah. Everybody knows. You know, we had this lovely, you know, waiting room conversation about Reiki on Tuesday. And thank goodness you jumped on, because you can just exude it all because you've immersed yourself in that practice. Me, I'm just a receiver. I'm in receivership, which is fine. Yeah. I love it 100%.
You know, I was thinking about that because after that call, you and I both, we've had conversations about explaining the modality to callers and to
our listener.
Shout out to Fiji Water real quick. Shout out to Fiji Water because I have my bottle as well. Mineral water. It's really good. I have two bottles of different kinds of mineral water here. But anyway, we had this conversation about how to explain what Reiki is. And when I had popped into the call on Tuesday, you had, and I'll let you explain what you said Reiki was, because you had this most beautiful explanation from the receiver's perspective. I mean, so it's not like your explanation was subpar to mine. It was like, it has two different definitions depending on which end of the spectrum you're at.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way. I mean, I've always just felt it as, you know, life force energy moving through, you know, me, being guided through me, you know, in a healing way, you know, in a very simple way, really. I mean, there's a thing you have to do. And I think, you know, when I was in my diagnosis world, the idea that it could be so simple and easy was exactly what I needed, you know, and I remember you being like, I'm doing this remote work, but when you're ready to receive it, just lay down. Like, I didn't even have to like meet you at an appointment or a time or, you know, obviously in person. Yes. When you do Reiki, in person,
for sure.
You know, we were working remotely and it was divine. There's no other
open
way.
Open up your little present when you're ready.
Yeah. And, you know, fall asleep to it, fall, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so, so gentle.
It really is. I mean, that's what introduced me to it. That's what made me interested in it. I mean, I learned about it decades ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, a whole history of it, but I love that you explain it like that, because when I teach it, I make a point to say, You can refer to Reiki in two different ways. One, as the life force energy that moves through you, helps you heal, helps you to replenish so that you can heal. And then it's also a modality. It's the art of, right?
Right. Right.
So you, I mean, you just explained it perfectly.
I still think she had questions. So when you came in and kind of gave the broader, you know, kind of the broader, you know, philosophy behind it and where it comes from. Oh, mm-hmm. It's not a cult or anything.
So people I think have this, if they start to hear about Reiki, they start to think, oh yeah, well, is that a cult?
Yeah.
And answer is no. Is it a religion? Nope, not a religion either. It's a spiritual practice, but that doesn't make it a religious practice, right? And I thought it was really neat in that call with that caller. I was guided in that moment to tell her it's actually older than Christianity.
Right.
It's older than paganism. It's older than most religious practices that you can think of. It's an ancient Japanese practice that I don't want to say manipulates. It allows for life force energy to move through me as the conduit to be received by you, the receiver. And if you think about it as water through a hose, the water goes through the hose is me, you're the car that gets washed, right? But I get washed because it's already moving through me and you receive whatever I receive. So the cleaner hose that I am, the cleaner the water is, right? Right. If your hose is filled with dirt and, you know, all sorts of soot and that, you're going to get dirty water out of it, right? Mm-hmm. So the cleaner the hose, the cleaner the energy, the higher the frequency of the energy.
That's a huge
clean energy means
for you. Then if you think about it, like that's a big responsibility for you to keep yourself.
For sure. It's a top. So you know how I'm always continuously, consistently, like always doing something, always doing something. And
let's time out. By doing something, we're not talking about you're just moving aimlessly through life. You are, you know, up leveling, right? I asked you to pause because you were talking about I'm always doing, and that's not the busy doing kind of thing. Please explain to the listener. So when you talk about I'm always doing, what does that really mean?
I'm okay. Yeah. So my entire life is dedicated to raising my vibration, keeping my vibration really high. And that makes me a really clean, clear channel and conduit for anything, for Reiki. We're speaking about Reiki. So definitely for life force energy to come through and be shared. So it's a really super high frequency that I get to share with other people that they get to feel strongly. They really do. They feel it strongly.
And I always think of you as like, you know, when you talked about like a hose and like you're the conduit, it's like, I think you're like the river, you know, like I think you're like the river of gold that keeps, you know, moving through and flowing through. So
thank you, because I thought you were going to leave it at ho.
No, sister.
I don't think of you as a hose.
But no, that's a great way to explain Reiki. And when you did explain it, it felt that the people that were listening maybe felt a little settled by it. You know, you also
hope so. I struggled with that because, you know, when people have a certain perception, I think it's really important to understand that this Reiki in no way, shape, or form takes away from your religious belief or practice. It enhances
and everything, right? It's like going back to my diagnosis. Like I was looking for things to add more to.
Yes.
Instead of depleting me, taking everything away. Right.
Right.
it's the same idea. Reiki is just that next level, that next incredible.
Right. Right. More. I mean, it's like adding prayer onto absolutely everything that you do say or experience. It's just adding another layer of awesomeness.
And I loved when you said too, kind of like in certain religions where they lay laying of hands.
Yes. So all world religions have a practice of hands-on healing. Every religion has a practice of hands-on prayer. That's what hands-on healing is. And Reiki is no different. It's just the practice that came before religion, before organized religion. It is the practice of energy. So the science behind it really steps up, because energy is absolutely everywhere. That's physics. It's quantum physics. You know, it's in absolutely everything. It's the biology of what we are. It's the chemistry of what we are. So the science behind it is just very, very ancient, going back to the very essence of what a human is.
So beautiful.
What living is. I shouldn't even say human. It's what living is, because you can Reiki absolutely anything, your clothes, your food. You should Reiki your food. Yeah.
When, so when we talk about our call, you know, we talked last time about the guided meditation and kind of how that comes through you. But what's so interesting is not in every call and not, and you know, every guided meditation is Reiki show up. So tell me, how does that, because I know we had Reiki.
So it's like Reikiing your face, right? It's just, if you show up for the call, and if you show up in the call and I were to never speak, you're still receiving Reiki because I'm on the line.
Gotcha.
Right. And before I dial in, I take a few moments to meditate, to ground, and to open up my channel. So even if I were to never speak, you're still going to come off of that call like, oh, wow, that was really impactful. I feel a lot better. Or I feel really very settled, or whatever intention that I set for the call. But then when I talk, you're going to receive it through the words. And that's different, right? So there's a very passive receiving if I were to never speak. Then it gets kicked up a notch with certain vocabulary that I don't get to choose, right? That's divinely chosen. Even when I speak to the card, those beautiful, amazing Elisa Berry cards, even when I speak to that, it's not me talking. And quite often, like, and you know, behind the scenes, what people don't see is that I'll ask you, is it okay if I say this? Because I'm being told to speak up about this, that, or the other thing, right?
Like, please.
Please do. I don't know. That's awkward, but but even on the words, because I've opened my channel, even on the words, you're going to receive a certain frequency that comes in through your ears, that gets processed neurologically. And then the Reiki that comes through with the meditation, holy shit balls. That is super deliberate. That is
not like no one can see what I'm doing right now with my hands. Like, I'm trying to like show like massive, like
that. It's like at an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause out of nowhere. And you know this, because I'll channel the message. That's the healing message. So that's the frequency and vibration that people are supposed to receive through their ears. And then in the middle of everything, it's like Lisa just went off script. What the F-bomb is happening? Like, we just part or something. And that's when I don't have a choice but to, okay, I'm going to explain this the way that it's coming through. But that's also practiced on my part for years, right? That I've been able to explain. This is what's coming through. This is what it feels like. This is where it's hitting. And now it's getting directed here, there, and the other place, you know.
And it doesn't even feel like like there is like a turn that you've taken. It flows, you know.
Thank God.
Meditation. So it's like, you know, it's just so, I don't know how else to say it except divine. Like you just,
yeah, it is.
Anything else but that.
And it's neat that people are now asking questions about it. You know, they're not afraid, which is, that was my biggest concern, is when you bring a brand new modality to someone, do they think it's taboo? Do they think it's weird? Do they think it's a cult? Right. So I'm really glad that people aren't scared.
Yeah, and they spoke up, and that's, you know, and like we always say on the call, take what you want.
That's right.
At least these are someone else's words, you know, and leave whatever doesn't resonate, you know? And so that's the gentle way of, you know, meeting you where you are. So there's no judgment at all, you know?
Yeah. It's ever. Magical.
I think, I just wanted to take a couple minutes and I loved this week's call, and I was like, Lise, let's just talk about this whole Reiki thing, you know? And it's, you know, when the next time that you see the word, you know, now you can kind of put, you know, an ancient practice from Japan,
yeah,
Japanese roots, and then this life force energy. I mean, that's just pretty crazy good.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And the fact that you have these gifts, I think, is just beauty.
You want to know what's really neat? Is that I don't call it a gift. I call it a skill. Because every single human being on the planet has the exact same capability. You have it. Everybody has it.
Before we go, give us your 101 on how that can be. Like, tell me.
So you're alive.
Yeah.
If you're alive, that means you have energy moving through you, right? Yes. If you were to transition to pure energy, you would be energy. Gotcha. Right now, you're in a human form. And the only way that you stay alive is to have energy consistently moving through you. Now, it's either going to get depleted because you're around a whole lot of negative things that drain your energy, or it's going to get ramped up because you're around a lot of things that help restore your energy. It's the exact same thing, right? It's like a wilting plant. Yeah. Or you give it water and sunlight and all of a sudden it's really super happy. It's the exact same thing. So if you are alive, then you have life force energy moving through you. Because you have life force energy moving through you, guess what? You have the capability, the possibility of being able to work with it. It's just, have you learned the skills? And the way to learn the skills is to like go to a Reiki master and take the class, really start learning. A lot of people think it's just a matter of, I'm going to get attuned and that's what makes me be able to work with it. I'm not a huge fan of that. That's like turning on a light switch and never telling somebody that's a light and this is what you use it for, right? And you want the right bulb and your wiring sucks. So you got to do something about that, right?
Intricacy.
You don't have to be an electrician, but you should know how a light bulb works. If you know what I mean?
Right.
Otherwise you take it for granted and you give no second thought to it.
Right.
So you don't use it. It's just sort of like a wasted, awesome skill.
And I didn't intend to ask you this, but since you brought it up, I was like, you know, I know down the line, your plan is to actually teach.
Oh yeah. So I've taught for several years now. I've taken a break from it. I used to teach. Yeah. I used to host courses all the time online and I've taken a break from it just because we're building C2 and that is taking everything, all my energy and attention needs to go to building the foundation of C2 really, really strong. And listen, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, you know, retooling all of the Reiki material, because there will be another time and appropriate place to be able to host all of that.
And the other thing, though, I think that is amazing is it could be an incredible transformation for a woman, right? To be in, you know, going through whatever diagnosis it is. It doesn't have to just be cancer, right? It could be any situation. And what if that moment where she's like, I want to learn, like, you know what I mean? Like, what if
that's
the way that she can move through whatever is the disease
and dis-ease. Yeah.
And
here's the thing that I like to say about Reiki. So if you're an unattuned person walking around on the planet, you're born with a finite amount of energy, right? You're born completely filled up. You're a battery at full strength. And then you spend your life spending the energy, depleting the energy. And in by happenstance, you enjoy some things in life that build your energy back up. But then you also experience trauma and negativity. So that starts depleting your energy. And a lot of people think that they go through the world and, well, that fucking sucks. In your 30s, it all starts to go downhill. Well, in your 40s, it's hell in a handbasket. And by 50, forget it, right? Yeah, there are these landmarks. There are these life points where you start seeing the scales tip a little bit. And that's what made me super curious. Well, why? Why? Why is it that things start to deplete at the age of 30? Like, that doesn't seem right to me. So that, and lo and behold, in my 30s is when I was introduced to Reiki. I never put those two things together until 20 years later. But anyway, you're born with this finite amount of energy. If you were to attune, this is why I would love everybody to attune to Reiki level one. You don't have to work with anybody else, but it turns you on and it hooks you up. It plugs you into constant, consistent life force energy on a conscious level. You make that decision, right? So now it's constantly moving through you, clearing out the shit and leaving a higher frequency, more juice to the battery. That gets you farther in life before things start to deplete again, right? But if you lived in a very conscious, consistent pattern of raising your vibration and keeping your vibration up really high, your capability of healing then becomes much greater.
Hundredfold or whatever, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, when you think about it, the normal human being, we wander around. If you do absolutely nothing, we're at about 100 megahertz. That's our frequency. A sick person with a cold is right around that 10 megahertz, right? Just a cold. Cancer starts at 15 megahertz. The death transition starts at 10 megahertz. So there's a big fucking gap, right? Between 100 megahertz and 20. You got a lot of room to work with here, right? So it's all the things. So when I say I do a lot, I'm doing a lot. I watch what I'm wearing because fabric has a frequency, right? That can help. Food is important. Drinking is important. Sunlight, exercise, all the things.
I think that's our next podcast, my friend.
What? Fucking gap or?
Ask that. But I think it's all the little things, like, you know, all the things, like, what can we do to raise our vibration, right? We know.
Yes.
I think that's our next one. Let's do
that. You got it. That'd be awesome conversation.
I think so. Well, now, listener, I think we have to bid goodbye.
This was awesome. Thank you for listening.
Always fun. Thank you so much.
See ya.
For more connection, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We invite you to join our weekly call on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings And you can find more information at our website, c2careredefined.com.
Have a wonderful day and week. We are here for you always and always.